This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans can now use an online map to see where COVID-19 outbreaks are in the state. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The interactive map shows the location of all confirmed outbreaks reported to the state's health department. It's updated each Wednesday with other details from the state's weekly report on outbreaks. The map will provide more consistency, accuracy, and transparency around COVID-19 outbreak data. It displays locations of both active outbreaks and past outbreaks that have been resolved. It also includes dates and the number of confirmed and probable cases and deaths. The map is available at covid19.colorado.gov. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's real estate market had another record-setting month, CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
The number of homes under contract statewide surged 40% in August compared to the same time last year. More than 11,500 single-family homes were under contract last month. That's according to the Colorado Association of Realtors. The state's real estate market is part of a nationwide trend. Real estate deals are booming after coming to a standstill early in the pandemic. Low interest rates and limited supply are keeping prices high. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Cannabis sales in Colorado are at all-time highs. The state says recreational sales were up nearly 35% in July over the previous year. Taxes and fees from cannabis sales reached new records in August, more than $40 million. Colorado's weather is sunny today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.